Lesson 42. I will write it in their hearts. From Old Testament Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual. Jeremiah chapter 16, 23, 29, and 31. Purpose. To encourage class members to participate in God's great Latter-day work and to have His law written in their hearts. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Jeremiah chapters 16, 23, 29, and chapter 31. 2. Additional reading, Jeremiah chapters 3 through 9, chapter 13, chapter 30, chapter 32 verses 37 through 42, and chapters 33 and 35. Suggested lesson development. Attention activity. You may want to use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. If you could have witnessed or participated in any story or event in the Old Testament, which one would you choose? You may want to write class members' responses on the chalkboard. Why would you like to have witnessed or participated in this event? What is happening in the church today that might be comparable to some of the events you have chosen? Explain that although Jeremiah had few messages of hope for the people of his day, he foresaw a time of hope during the Latter-day gathering of Israel. This lesson discusses Jeremiah's prophecies of the great Latter-day gathering that we are participating in today. Scripture discussion and application. As you teach the following scripture passages, discuss how they apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. 1. Jeremiah foresees the Latter-day gathering of Israel. If the story of Israel's exodus from Egypt is not mentioned in the attention activity, explain that it is one of the most miraculous events in the Old Testament. It is referred to in the book of Jeremiah and in other books of the Old Testament, as well as in the Book of Mormon. How did Moses feel about the importance of the Exodus? See Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 32 through 35. What do you think it would have been like to have been part of Israel's exodus from Egypt? Many generations later, Jeremiah saw visions of a latter-day event that the Lord said would be as great as the Exodus. Jeremiah chapter 16, verses 14 through 16, chapter 23, verses 3 through 8. What event is described in Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 15, and chapter 23, verse 3? The gathering of Israel and the growth of the church. Who are the shepherds spoken of in Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 4? Priesthood leaders and other church leaders. Who is the king spoken of in Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 5 through 6? Jesus Christ. Why do you think these events are as great as the Exodus? Elder LeGrand Richards said that the fishers and hunters described in Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 16, are missionaries of the church. In Conference Report, April 1971, page 143, or Ensign, June 1971, pages 98 through 99. What do fishers and hunters have in common with missionaries? See Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 19. How can we be more effective missionaries? 2. God will write His law in the hearts of His people. The children of Israel relied on Moses to receive revelation for them during their sojourn in the wilderness. What great longing did Moses express in Numbers chapter 11, verse 29? He wanted the people to learn God's law and learn to listen to the Spirit for themselves. As recorded in Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 through 34, what did the Lord promise to do in the latter days? See also Ezekiel chapter 11, verses 17 through 20, chapter 36, verses 24 through 28, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 2 through 3. What does it mean to have God's law written in our hearts? What must we do to have God's law written in our hearts? How is our behavior affected when we have God's law written in our hearts? You may want to discuss how this helps us obey specific commandments such as A. loving our neighbors. B, honoring our parents. C, being morally clean. D, keeping the Sabbath day holy. E, choosing appropriate movies, television programs, books and magazines. F, wearing modest clothing. G, selecting suitable music. Joseph Smith was once asked how he successfully governed so many people. He said, "I teach the people correct principles, and they govern themselves." Quoted by John Taylor in Journal of Discourses, Volume 10, pages 57 through 58. How does this statement relate to having God's law written in our hearts? Jeremiah prophesied that 70 years after the people of Judah would be taken captive into Babylon, they would return to their homeland and once again live in harmony with God. Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 10 through 14. The fulfillment of this prophecy is discussed in Lesson 47. According to Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 12 through 14, what can we do to draw close to God? What do the words call, pray, seek, and search imply about the attitude we should have as we strive to draw near to God? Invite class members to share experiences they have had as they have sought to draw close to God. Conclusion. Bear testimony that we live in a time that Jeremiah and many other prophets have looked forward to with rejoicing. Encourage class members to participate in the gathering of Israel and to have the law of God written in their hearts. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or more of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. Now is the time to repent. The Lord's mercy is always extended to those who repent. However, people who postpone repentance may find it increasingly difficult to repent. President Joseph F. Smith taught, "The man with accumulated an unforgiven wrong behind him may find all retreat cut off and his condition in the world hopeless, and he who recklessly cuts off every opportunity of retreat by the neglected evils of the past is most unfortunate." The daily practice, then, of seeking divine mercy and forgiveness as we go along gives us power to escape evils. From Gospel Doctrine, the 5th edition, page 374. What do the following passages teach about the importance of hearing the word of the Lord and repenting promptly? Jeremiah chapter 5, verses 1 through 5, and verses 21 through 25. Jeremiah chapter 6, verses 10 through 17. Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 23 through 28. Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 6 through 12, and verse 20. Jeremiah chapter 13, verses 11 and 23. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 23. 2. Hearkening to the words of the prophets. Jeremiah frequently recorded that the people had not hearkened to his words. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 13, chapter 25, verses 3 through 4, chapter 26, verses 2 through 5, and Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 33. What words of the Latter-day prophets might we need to follow more diligently? 3. Repeating the sins of previous generations. Jeremiah warned the Jews of his day that the sins they committed were the same sins for which past generations had been severely punished. Jeremiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 12. Why do you think Jeremiah's generation would not learn from the sins of their forefathers, especially when the punishment for those sins was so clearly documented? How can we benefit more fully from lessons learned by previous generations of God's covenant people? 4. The importance of trusting in God. In Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 through 8, what comparisons are made between people who trust in man and people who trust in God? How have you seen that these comparisons are accurate? How can we demonstrate our trust in God? 5. False prophets. Zedekiah was a king who wanted prophets to tell him what he wanted to hear. Consequently, many false prophets promised that Jerusalem would not fall. Jeremiah chapter 28, verses 1 through 4, chapter 37, verse 19. Today, many false prophets come in sheep's clothing. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. What evidence is there that false prophets are among us today? What are some of the messages of today's false prophets? How can we avoid being led astray by false prophets? End of lesson 42, I will write it in their hearts, from Old Testament Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual.